heard of the bold Marco Polo and the mighty dreadnought, my good sir? Both were fine ships that have long gone to chips. But have you heard of the hook, line, and sinker? Now the sinker was a small cabin cruiser, yet her story earned her some fame. Her picture did appear in the newspapers here as she cruised up and down coastal Maine. The hook, line, and sinker has sunk, sir. The hook, line, and sinker has sunk. There in the bay, she weathers away. She soon will be nautical junk. Last year in each port she'd been welcome. The loud parties raised such a fray. In a short while the stays grew so vile, the harbor master soon sent her away. That fall she'd anchored in a river. For the owners it was their last resort. As the ports had her banned, she'd no place to land. From Quoddy Head to Kennebunkport, the hook, line, and sinker has sunk, sir. The hook, line, and sinker has sunk. There in the bay she weathers away. She soon will be nautical junk. Some say the owners planned her demise, thinking in winter's rivers froze. They do, you know, when it's 10 below. Her cable severed, she drifted with the flow. But she didn't stray far up the river, for the wind and tide ran her ashore. And there she sat alone on the flats, her decks awash and her bottom all sore. The hook, line, and sinker has sunk, sir. The hook, line, and sinker has sunk. There in the bay she weathers away. She soon will be nautical junk. Her owners were brisk in writing her off. They showed her little remorse, filed a claim right away the very next day, to make as much as they could from her loss. Now the sad tale has no moral nor ending. Will the hook, line, and sinker rise again? Or will she sink in the mud beneath the tide's flood? A home where the sandworms do reign. The hook, line, and sinker has sunk, sir. The hook, line, and sinker has sunk. there in the bay, she weathers her way. She soon will be nautical junk.